We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Bud Light, this football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. And by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk, presented by AT&T. More for your thing, that's our thing. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland. On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. And by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who reminds you that together we can end DUI. Country Store and Barbecue. This is Sooner Sports Talk, presented by AT&T. More for your thing, that's our thing. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
All right. Toby is calling hoops tonight. My name is Chris Plank, sitting in for Toby Rowland, but you're not here to see me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lincoln Riley. What's up, coach?
How we doing, brother? Good to have you.
It's good to see you. Thanks for letting me do this.
Absolutely.
Good time. Everyone's fired up. Sometimes when you have those bye weeks, it seems like it's been a really long time since you've had a chance to get out on the field. So has that feeling kind of been the same for you? Long time since the last time you've been out there with the crew?
Yeah, definitely. No, it's it is. It's a long time for a lot of things. So I'm excited to get back home. It was a good week, you know, productive in a lot of ways, but, you know, certainly we hadn't had too many times we've had to feel this, but when you do, you cannot wait to get back out there, and certainly get a chance to do it back at home, you know, finally a night game, which will be a lot of fun to not be playing it at 11 o'clock, you know, so we're excited. I think our fan base is excited, you know, got a really good football team in Iowa State coming in here to play, and it's a big game. And so, cannot wait for Saturday to get here.
Well, it's Sooner Sports Talk. He's Lincoln Riley. We're live from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, and we're brought to you by AT&T. So many things just to look back on the bye week. But I had to say off the top, was there anything more heartwarming and got you more fired up this week than seeing the coach's kids dressed up like them for Halloween. Did you get to see that picture?
Yeah, I did.
That was fantastic, man. I'll tell you what, Benny Wiley's kid got him down. So he can put the chains on. He can go out there and take care of business. But, you know, you say it a lot. That's what this program's all about. You're built on family, and that's what basically the foundation is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, because, you know, for us, you know, number one, yeah, of course, we're always going to recruit the state of Oklahoma hard, but we're, you know, we don't have a huge state. And there's not, you know, there's not 20 players a year that are probably good enough to come play at Oklahoma. And so you're going to, because of where we're located, the size of our state, we're always going to recruit nationally. And because of that, you're bringing young men from all different parts of the country in here. And you've got to make this be as close to home as you possibly can. And luckily for us, we've got a staff full of people, kids, all that want to be very involved with them. And yeah, we've had fun with it. Some of those things were done a couple of weeks ago leading up to Halloween, but we try to do some things to have fun. We did, obviously, those pictures were pretty funny. I thought our kids nailed it pretty good.
How about Will Beedenbow, man?
Yeah,
he's got Will and
Coach Wiley's son, though, Caden and Braden, they took the cake. But yeah, they had fun with it. And then last Wednesday before we got down the road recruiting, all our kids came up in their Halloween costumes, and after practice brought all the players different bags of Halloween candy. Just little things like that. The season's such a grind, and it's hard. And I mean, it's just kind of, you're just trying to just kind of make it through each day. And sometimes just a little break like that means a lot to all of us, our families, the players, everybody.
You a certain candy bar you always snag out of the kids' basket, or you try to get their Snickers?
They don't let me anymore. Yeah.
My daughter gave me all her Snickers. I was like, this is heaven this year.
That's
for me.
Pretty good.
So,
that's good of her.
It's not bad. Hey, you mentioned recruiting, and I know we can't get into the nuts and bolts of it, but you did have a chance to get out on the road. I don't know if we talk enough about the great job that Annie and Drew and Chip and that crew does in constantly getting – and Zach, and they constantly get content out there. But it was a big week for you, not only in resetting the focus, but seeing some future Sooners, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's you know, this calendar is going to be different. You know, we've got two bye weeks this year, and so what that's done is it pushes everything at the end of the year back a week. And so, like, to give you an example, the last 2 years, you know, we've played in the Big 12 championship, and then we've had two full weeks to recruit, and then signing day that next Wednesday, and it's different now. It happens a lot quicker. We're only going to have 1 week. So this bye week was very important to go out and see a lot of kids. We had staff all over the country, coast to coast, saw a lot of games Thursday night, Friday night in a ton of schools. So it was productive. Our guys went out and busted their tails and got a lot of work done. And yeah, like you said, we've recruited really well in the last few years, and it keeps getting better. But our crew kind of behind the scenes with Drew and Annie and Chip, Zach Heffley, John Baker, who we just hired. We got a great group there, and they Caroline McMurray, they do a tremendous job.
Well, you mentioned that bye week coming off the tough game in Manhattan, and I think that obvious question, and you've been asked it hundreds of times, so I'm not breaking any news, but did you see that focus that you want from this team? I know that, you know, the guys got a chance to go home, most of them that chose to last weekend, but have you seen that kind of refocus that has typified a Lincoln Riley team after a tough defeat during the season?
I mean, I think we're very motivated, you know. There's no doubt about that. We're none of us happy about how we played, you know, a week and a half ago, and we know we got to do better. But we also know that, look, we got a great opportunity, you know, and by what we've done, in this first part of the season, we've put ourselves in position to accomplish all the things we want to accomplish, and we've got to play to our very best ability. We got to coach that way. Starts here this week versus Iowa State, and this is when you make those championship runs, and I really believe this team has it in them.
When you first came here, you told the story of when you were at East Carolina, and I think you guys had, what, Vatek after their loss to Ohio State, mm-hmm. and how, you know, you saw a different team from that point forward. Now, you don't have to go back. We can talk about these Oklahoma teams, you know, whenever we had a tough loss to Iowa State and had a tough loss to Texas. You know, it's just this team has shown almost a never-ending spirit, if you will, to bounce back from adversity. What's kind of been the key to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think our guys, one, believe in themselves, even when you have a tough game or people tell you you're not any good or whatever the case may be. Our guys believe in themselves, and they believe in the standard here. And I think we always know we're in the fight. And you know, give our guys credit. In the last several years, we haven't had to feel this very often. And when we have, we've been able to respond. And this group has it in them. Now we got to go do it. We're getting ready to play set a tremendous football team that's, you know, 10 points away from being undefeated right now. So, I mean, it's the kind of games you'd expect and want to be in November.
Championship November is here, guys. 17 straight wins in November since 2000. The Sooners are 61-11, and as Coach mentioned, we've got Iowa State coming up this week. And I've already got a ton of questions for Coach. We'll get to those. We'll talk about Iowa State when we come back. It is Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley, live from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Jim Gaffigan, Secrets and Pies Tour.
Have you been to one of the weddings where the groom removes the girdle belt from the bride and flings it to a crowd of perverts? What's up with that one?
Hey, you know how the bride throws the bouquet? How about something for the fellas?
Maybe the bride's underwear.
Jim Gaffigan. Two shows Friday, November 15th, 7 and 10 p.m. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com.
Saving your time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
Hey, y'all, it's Marty Smith with Academy Sports and Outdoors. College football is here, which means it's tailgating season. Meat sizzling on the grill, a cold drink in your hand, great music on the speakers. You've got to love it. Get all you need for the perfect tailgate from my friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. They have the best brands at the best prices, from grills and coolers to team jerseys and hats. Everything you need is at your local store or academy.com. What are you waiting for? Shop Academy today.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. George writes,
"Who knew grilled chicken nuggets could taste this good? Well done, Chick-fil-A. Wow."
George, you're making us blush. What can we say? Maybe it's the lemon herb marinade or that backyard flavor we try so hard to get just right.
It's like me grilling at home. It tastes very similar to that, except the seasoning. I probably can't season it as well as Chick-fil-A does.
Thanks, George. You're too kind. Try some grilled nuggets yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonial.
Echo Energy is Oklahoma's fastest-growing, privately held oil and gas company. Founded in 2010, we work to reinvent the industry, redefine boundaries, and reinvigorate the energy landscape. Most importantly, Echo believes that investing in our landowners and communities is the best investment of all. Visit EchoEnergy.com to become a partner today. Echo, inspiring energy.
So there I am, just minding my own business, and I get an alert from my bank. I supposedly bought a new couch. At first, I thought my husband bought it, but then I looked it up. It was beautiful, and I was horrified. There's no way my husband bought it.
At Bank of Oklahoma, we help make sure the only one spending your money is you with mobile alerts. Number 62 of our 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
Here we go, Norman. At Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just like our Sooners, we're all about playing to win. That's why we're proud to bring you these winning deals. Get up to $16,000 off Ram 1500 Bighorns, or up to $10,000 off 2019 Jeep Cherokees, and up to $5,100 off the all-new Gladiator, all during the Ram Power Days event. Shop Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Norman and LandersCDJRNorman.com. Proud partner of Sooner Athletics. Driving tradition. All offered to WCC.
Yeah.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue. Red Carpet Charters, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Bud Light, this season keep it crisp with Bud Light. AT&T, more for your thing, that's our thing. Homeland, a fresh experience. Proud sponsor of Sooner Football. Riverwind, still the one. Academy, get your officially licensed Sooner gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics. TuneIn Radio, we want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either SiriusXM Radio or by downloading the TuneIn app and listen for free.
Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley, live from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T and Coach. We look back at the AAA drive of the game, AAA Insurance. At home, on the road, we've got you covered. This was awesome. I mean, to see Nick Basquin sell it, I think at one point he was down on the ground, wasn't he?
Yeah, we had a good little trick play, and I got it set up well and got stuffed on the first run, missed an assignment up front. Came back and tried to throw a little slant pass to CD on the next play. That was incomplete. They covered it well. Just missed him there out front. And then Jalen's able to score here on third down, which was a big score in the game. You don't want to have a play like you had on the trick play that worked so well and not get 7 points out of it. What a awesome run and great finish by the guys, the linemen, everybody else kind of pushing him in for the last foot or so.
I think I was yelling on the radio, he's in the end zone, because you'll notice, still no call. They finally made the call at the last second.
Yeah, they like to make it dramatic sometimes.
He was laying in the end zone before they finally said touchdown. But so obviously bouncing back after a tough one. We kind of talked about the bye week and seeing that focus. There was an interesting story I think Ronnie Perkins told, that everyone got together and they had somewhat of a team meeting. Does that fire you up as a coach to hear the guys getting together and Jalen Hurts leading something like that?
Well, players have got to take some ownership. They always do in the best teams. And your coaches can lead, and certainly it's a big part of my job, our job as coaches, to do that. But if your coaches are the only leaders, then you're in trouble. And, teams, players have got to take ownership, and sometimes they need to hear it from somebody different than us. And I think the team's expectations and mindset are in a good place, and they came back and they've worked since then. And, those words and those moments are great, but if you don't go do something with it, that's all it is. It's just wasted air. Like, you have to go do something with it. And so, we're in the progress of doing that right now. And ultimately how we respond to it will be, we'll probably determine how this season finishes up.
Had a lot of good questions on Facebook and Twitter that we'll get to, and they're presented by Academy Sports and Outdoor. You can continue to tweet us at OU on the air. And, of course, in-house, look at this stack. This is kind of impressive. So we'll get to that coming up here in just a bit. But before we do, let's talk about Iowa State. The Cyclones come in, as you mentioned, 10 points away from Maine maybe being undefeated this year. That's just an odd loss a couple weeks ago when Brock Purdy turned it over 3 times. But what have you seen from Matt Campbell's crew that stands out to you?
Yeah, they're playing well. They've been pretty stout defensively for the last few years, and really no difference. A lot of guys on that defense returning that feels like we've been playing against for a long time now. So they've got a lot of experience. They do a tremendous job defensively. They have for a while. And then offensively, as much stability as they've had at the quarterback position in the last several years, and that's made a difference. They're averaging well over 300 yards a game passing. The Purdy kid's done a great job. He's been real steady for them all year. Throws the ball well. Is also a good athlete. And then they're running it well. They've got a young running back, Breece Hall, that's made an impact for them here in the last few games. And so it's made them probably a little bit more versatile, a little tougher to defend. So, they're a good football team. No doubt about it. We knew even before the year began, this one here was going to be a battle, and there's no question that's held true.
How about the fact that Alex Grinch and Matt Campbell as teammates never lost?
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, what a formidable,
formidable
duo
guys,
that was.
They were rolling there. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, that's kind of one of the gold standards in college football.
Now, you and Matt, had you guys known each other before he took the Iowa State? You guys had coached against each other a couple times.
Yeah, a little bit. Not well. I've got a chance to know each other the last few years. And, there's not a guy in the country that's done a better job than him.
It's pretty impressive to see the way they've been able to turn things around. Of course, their defensive coordinator, you talked about it, John Heacock. He's been at it for a while. They run a little bit of a unique defense, and obviously not trying to give away secrets or anything here, Coach, but kind of a different defense to attack, but we see it a lot in the Big 12 in this 3-3-5, right?
Yeah, it is. It's something that they started a few years ago, and they really were the first to just totally commit to it, and it's kind of been one of those trends defensively that's really kind of, I say, taken over the league. But you see, almost everybody does some form or fashion, and they've done it's different. It's something you have to get used to. Your players have got to be ready for it, and they know it inside and out. So it's kind of their little niche, and they've done a great job with it. It's been very productive for them, and you know they've been very competitive against a lot of these great offenses that you see week in and week out in this league.
Brock Purdy's a versatile guy, too. I know we just kind of touched on their offense, and he had the tough week with the three turnovers, but he can tuck it and run it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's a good athlete. He is. He's definitely a dual-threat guy. He's a pass-first guy, but when they need to run him on a big play or when he needs to get in a scramble situation, he's more than capable.
And then you graduate David Montgomery to the NFL. Hakeem Butler is now a target for Kyler Murray at Arizona. But after not seeing much of him early on, you brought up Breece Hall. He's provided a nice burst for them. It's hard to replace a guy like David Montgomery.
No, it is. And that's what probably underrated across this league and the country is how many good skill players they've had over the last few years. I mean, you know, Hakeem Butler gave everybody trouble. You know, Alan Lazard, who damn near single-handedly beat us here a couple years ago, so I had a great run with the Packers. Aaron Rodgers has figured out that he's pretty good too, and he ought to throw it to him. And then Montgomery was a high draft pick, and we all know the kind of player he is. So they've had a nice run of skill players, and the young running back looks like he certainly could be one of the next.
All right, so that's Behind Enemy Lines, brought to you by Pike Pass, the fastest, safest, most efficient way to travel Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. Hey, Sooners, don't get passed. Get Pike Pass. Before we get to some of your questions, Coach, it is a night game, so it's nice to kind of get the palace rocking. Everyone's got all day to get fired up, I think is a fair way to put it. But how exciting is it to flip on the lights and make sure
they're
still
working?
Ready.
We gotta make sure we know how to play under the lights still.
There were a couple of questions on Twitter that wanted to know if you would practice under the lights just to make sure you were ready.
Yeah, well, good thing with the time change, we're kind of every one of them is under the lights now. So it's you go five straight weeks of your team getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go play. You know, it's different. It is, and you got to handle it, and it's just part of how it goes. But yeah, it's kind of strange to go on the streaks. We haven't had a 2:30 game this year. We had three night ones and then five early ones in a row, and so it's been kind of streaky that way. But we're amped to play. I mean, we are. We can't wait to get under the lights. 7 o'clock, everybody ought to be good and primed up, and it ought to be a heck of an atmosphere. We can't wait.
I had no idea we hadn't played a 2:30 game yet.
Yep, not one single one so far this season. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! For you. I'm sure you and Toby have talked about this, but it sounds to me like you prefer the primetime game. 7, 6 o'clock? Or?
Yeah, I think a good mix is what you always hope to get. I mean, sometimes it's nice to play the early game. You know, 2:30 kind of gives you the best of both worlds, and then there's nothing like playing football under the lights. I mean, I think our fans, our players, I mean, I think everybody, you know, looks forward to those. And so, This one's long overdue.
All right, let me get a couple of questions in here, then we'll grab a break. I'm not really too nervous about the Butkus brain teaser, but I just realized something. He never really told us the play. So I have no. So when you see it, we'll all know together coming up in our next segment. And I might be even more excited for Clark's Corner coming up later on. We were doing a little work on that one today, Coach. Ready to go.
It'll be his A game.
Nick hit us up on Facebook and wants to know, what is the biggest challenge for a coaching staff in helping a team get over a loss and in the same vein learn as well?
There's a fine line. I mean, there definitely is, because there's the emotional side of it. I mean, you're so invested in these games, and you know, it's not that baseball and basketball and all those other coaches aren't either, but it's different when you only have, you know, just a few of them, you know, and you're so invested in them. And then at a place like Oklahoma, where, you know, you're expected to win every single game, you expect to win every single game, and every time that you don't, it's almost like a shock. I mean, it's you do have to get past it. So there's kind of the emotional side of the team, and I think it comes down to knowing your team and your guys and what they need. And then there's also the the things that you can't sugarcoat that you absolutely have to do better to not experience that again. And so, it's different. We're not used to it. We don't plan on getting used to it.
Yeah, and Bobby Spencer had hit us up. He asked a similar question about the hardest thing you deal with as a coach after a loss, and I think you just kind of touched on it. You know, it's you're frustrated, and there's things you want to fix, but also you can't dwell on it because you got a game coming up.
You do. You got to get on to the next one and not let it beat you twice.
Speaking of not beating you twice, Alex Grinch a couple of weeks ago said something fantastic on Coach's Corner, and I've been meaning to ask you about it, and he brought up how you can't have one pass beat you two times, and he kind of along the same line as what the old Cubs manager, current Angels manager, used to have is don't become a fan and don't be a fan.
Yep.
And that's not a knock, by the way, so don't anyone get mad. But when he says don't be a fan, you can't get up in your feels when something isn't working. How challenging is that?
It is because, you know, you got to be emotionally invested to play and ready, but you can't have too many highs and lows with how the game's going. And that's a great lesson for our team. I thought the excitement of how we started a couple of weeks ago, the disappointment of how the middle of the game went, and then the excitement of the run to almost come back and win it there at the end. I mean, you can't play in those highs and lows. You've got to stay steady and not get too high or low. And that's and in these environments and playing this game, that's always a challenge.
Yeah. So again, Joe Maddon was a name I was looking for as I couldn't come up with it, and people were blowing up my phone saying, Joe Maddon, you moron. So there you go. A couple of other here quick ones, and we'll get a break. Coach, what's the focus, Cedric writes, what's the focus in trying to improve the defense so they don't slip into old habits? I mean, again, it was a tough week, but again, as you said, it's a team loss. You don't point fingers, but where's the focus on improving defensively been this week?
Well, I think getting back in a lot of ways to playing like we did, you know, the other seven games this year. You know, we've got to do a better job in long yardage situations. That was part of our plan was, you know, trying to get Kansas State in as many as we possibly could, and we did a pretty good job of that. There's a few other opportunities to do it more, but then when you get them in those situations where the defense should have the advantage, then you got to capitalize. And then certainly, you know, every game that we play without getting turnovers, we make it a lot tougher on ourselves. And we had plenty of opportunities the other day. We got to make those plays. We have to get the turnovers when the chances are there.
Yeah, it's not as if there haven't been opportunities. You talked about it at your Monday presser. There was a ball on the ground. There was, I think it was Trey Brown had an opportunity. Maybe it was Jaden Davis. But when they're there, you got to make those plays.
You do. I mean, you're playing good people, and I mean, that's the name of the game. I mean, for defensive football, you know, you either take the ball away, you know, you either stop them on third or fourth down, or they score. I mean, it's one of the three. And so, you know, if you're not going to get takeaways, you put a lot of pressure to be perfect on, you know, three or four consecutive downs. And so we've been able to do that for a lot this year, which is a huge credit to our defense. But we got to get some turnovers and take some pressure off ourselves, too.
More of your questions from the Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox as we take break number two here on the Lincoln Riley Coaches Show. Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley, live from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T. Stick around.
Gary Allen, live in concert. So I'm just sitting out here. New Year's Eve, 9 p.m., the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. A night full of hit after hard rockin' hit. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com. For more information and tour dates, visit GaryAllen.com. Gary Allen.
Just okay is not okay, whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network. AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
Red 18! This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day. Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold, delicious!
We're saving your time at Homeland.
neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU Tailgate Headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Meredith writes,
am I the only person who didn't know Chick-fil-A had mac and cheese? Holy game changer.
The secret's out now, Meredith. Is there anything you think the world should know about our mac and cheese?
What I really like about the mac and cheese is the oven-toasted, golden brown, cheesy top layer. It's savory, and it makes you feel really good.
That does sound amazing. Thanks, Meredith. Try the mac and cheese yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonial.
Hey, y'all, it's Marty Smith with Academy Sports and Outdoors. College football is here, which means it's tailgating season. Meat sizzling on the grill, a cold drink in your hand, great music on the speakers. You've got to love it. Get all you need for the perfect tailgate from my friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. They have the best brands at the best prices, from grills and coolers to team jerseys and hats. Everything you need is at your local store or academy.com. What are you waiting for? Shop Academy today.
I'm so glad the farmer's market is back. Which stand do you want to hit up first?
Pickle stand. Pickle stand. Oh, but they don't take debit cards.
Oh, man.
It's fine. Bank of Oklahoma has ATMs on pretty much every block. So anyway, we'll def get some pickles and see an ATM.
Yep, more than 450 free ATMs statewide. Number 3 on the 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue. Bud Light, this season keep it crisp with Bud Light. AT&T, more for your thing, that's our thing. Homeland, a fresh experience. Proud sponsor of Sooner Football. Riverwind, still the one. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Walden's Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Toby Rowland and Chris Plank talk all things Sooners. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Friday. And all you have to do is log on to Soonersports.tv/podcast to listen to old shows and subscribe to always get the newest episodes. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind.
This is Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley, live from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. What a crowd here tonight, Coach.
Yeah, great to have everybody here.
Be out there Saturday night. Be ready. Be loud. We're presented by AT&T. And by the way, you heard the Sooner Sports Podcast. Did you know that if you subscribe at Soonersports.com/podcast, you will get this show directly to your phone tomorrow morning? So you can have it on your phone or however you consume podcasts. Our most listened to podcast, Coach.
This is it, huh?
This is it, right?
Nice. Nice.
Of course, I'm on it this week, so that might, you know,
I think I'll crank it up a little bit.
No, yeah, there you go. We'll push it up a little bit more. Hey, a lot of good questions, Academy Sports and Outdoors, especially in-house as well, too. So let's have some fun with a couple of them. Melanie wants to know, Coach, what's the best prank the guys have pulled on you?
That's a good question. One of the better ones was when it kind of, sadly, when it kind of started becoming in vogue that some of these, you know, high-profile players, you know, decided they didn't want to play at bowl games. We were getting ready to play in the Sugar Bowl, and this is literally like, I don't know, 10, 12 days before the game, so probably 5 or 6 days before we left.
OU Auburn.
OU Auburn. Yeah, huge game playing Auburn, obviously all that. And Dede Westbrook and Joe Mixon came over to my office. They said, "Coach, can we talk to you?" You know, kind of quiet. Shut the door. I said, "Hey, you know, probably going to do this draft deal, whatever." And knew Dede was. He was a senior and figured Joe probably was too. I said, "Well, you know, we're just a little worried about getting hurt in this game. I don't think we're going to play." And then I can't say on air what I said. And then they couldn't hold it together any after that, and they started laughing. So, it was I was not happy for a second. So, yeah, it was funny. We still laugh about it.
That's pretty good.
That was good.
Joe had a pretty good day that day.
Yeah, I was glad we had them both. That helped. Yeah.
A couple more here. This was good. This came to us on Facebook. David Porter checked in and said, "Chris asked Coach to tell a quick Coach Irwin story from Muleshoe. He was my coach in Clovis, New Mexico."
Yeah, he was one of my favorite coaches. He was one of our defensive coaches, and he was the freshman coach. And so the best story was we had, as 7th and 8th graders, we had a really good class, and we never lost a football game, really didn't lose anything. And we had a lot of good players, and we'd kind of dominate everybody. So our first day as freshmen, he kind of wanted to make a point that you guys aren't half as good as you think you are. So he was kind of legendary. He's like, every staff has like that one like tough
right
dude that nobody's messing with. Like, he was that guy. Like, you weren't messing with him. And he locks us in the freshman locker room and shuts out all the lights, make us sit there for like 10 minutes. We don't know what's going on. In our pads before our first practice as freshmen, comes in there and tells us how sorry we are. And it was awesome. And at the end of the deal, he grabbed me and he said something like kind of directly to me, and he headbutted me. Now, which is not, it's worse for him because I had a helmet on. But John had this big bushy mustache, and so he headbutted me, and it made a gash kind of right there in between his eyebrows. And so the entire day, which I know he planned, just knowing him, the entire day, it's got blood coming out and through the whole practice, and he doesn't let anybody, you know, not the trainer, nobody touch it. So it's running down right through into his mustache. His mustache is just like soaked in blood. And we're all sitting there like, "Oh my God." You know, he had us psyched out. So it was message received.
Ultimate football guy right there.
Oh,
right?
The best.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
One of those guys you would play your heart out for.
A really good thing here from Scott, and I think this will translate well from a coach who put you in a room and turned the lights on, off, and headbutted you. But this is really good from Scott in-house. Coach, how do you insulate your players from all of the negative and negative talk on social media?
You don't insulate them. I mean, that's
life now, right?
Yeah, that's a pipe dream. you got to teach them to understand what's important. You know, whose opinion's important, and that's especially when you do what we do and it's high profile enough. I mean, when you do good, everybody's going to tell you how great you are. And if you have one slip up, everybody's going to tell you how awful you are. And there's no in between. And that's, you have to understand that going in. And you got to be able to understand what's important and keep your priorities the same regardless. And so it's never 100%. You know, our guys are all human beings too. But, we try to teach them more of how to approach it because you're not going to run away from it, good or bad.
I'm curious. I know that you're dealing with your team and obviously recruiting last week, but kind of with that in mind, it's kind of been a little bit of a rough stretch. Have you talked to Baker at all? Has he reached out? Or are you just?
Yeah, no, I talked to all the guys. Good. Yeah, no, I talked to all the guys, and ups and downs. I mean, that's the game. You know, this game, I don't care who you are, this game does that to you, and it tests you, and you got to be able to respond. I know Baker will. That's part of life of being a football player, especially an NFL player, and especially an NFL quarterback. You know, nobody made you do it. There's going to be ups and downs, and the best ones see it through. And I have no doubt he will.
We've seen him shave that Fu Manchu at halftime before too, so that was not anything. You ever have a player shave at halftime?
I don't think so.
Well, good stuff. And obviously Kyler, man, what a start to his career.
He's
out
doing
in
well.
Arizona, man.
Yeah. It's been fun to watch him. Yeah, he's getting seems to get a little more comfortable each week, and you know, I was having fun with it and doing a nice job with Coach Kingsbury there. So it's been fun to watch those guys together.
It's really fun to look around the NFL, and there's almost not a single team in the 32 right now that doesn't have a tie to the Sooners. I mean, you watch Baltimore, and it's almost an entire Oklahoma Sooner North. Watching Joe up in Cincinnati, Baker in Cleveland, it's really exciting times for the NFL aspect of this program. All right, we got to take a timeout. Now, I'm very nervous about this. I think Teddy was trying to stump you. So the Butt Kiss Brain Teaser is coming up next. I got tons more questions to get to as well. It's Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley, presented by AT&T, live from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
Jim Gaffigan, Secrets and Pies Tour.
Have you been to one of the weddings where the groom removes the girder belt from the bride and flings it to a crowd of perverts?
What's up with that one?
Hey, you know how the bride throws the bouquet? How about something for the fellas?
Maybe the bride's underwear?
Jim Gaffigan. Two shows Friday, November 15th, 7 and 10 p.m. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Big 12 football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Big 12 Radio from experts like Gabe Eichard and me, Holly Rowe, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home. And take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big12SXM.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. George writes,
"Who knew grilled chicken nuggets could taste this good? Well done, Chick-fil-A. Wow."
George, you're making us blush. What can we say? Maybe it's the lemon herb marinade or that backyard flavor we try so hard to get just right.
It's like me grilling at home. It tastes very similar to that, except the seasoning. I probably can't season it as well as Chick-fil-A does.
Thanks, George. You're too kind. Try some grilled nuggets yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonial.
A Sport Clips championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So download the app, check in, and get your hair in the game.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
It subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
For Sooner fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Welcome back to I keep wanting to say the Lincoln Riley Show. It is technically to me the Lincoln Riley Show, but it's called Sooner Sports Talk, live from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T. All right, the Butkus Brain Teaser coming up here in just a bit, but I got a couple more questions. You know, a lot of people, I don't know if the word would be concerned, but inquiring about running back carries, and they're worried about, you know, is Jalen running it too much, or getting Kennedy or Trey involved. It's not as if you're keeping the ball away from somebody here, is it?
No, and some of it's the flow of the game, and, you know, we've got some good playmakers that we want to get it on all their hands, and, you know, the bigger issue for us is we've got to have more plays. You know, if you're scoring quick all the time, that's one thing, and we've been able to do that a decent amount, but you can't have three and outs, and then you've got to get the ball back. You know, you've got to be better defensively in the long yardage situations, and you do that, you're going to create more opportunities for these guys to carry the ball. But those things always go up and down. I mean, that's just kind of the nature of the beast, and we've got, you know, some good players in the backfield that'll be a big key here in November.
The wildest number I saw, and again, I know you're not big in stats, but you've run 27 fewer plays than your opponent, but you've outgained them by 2,077 yards. So is that kind of the, I mean, yeah. I don't know if that's a good thing, right? But you're talking about just not having a lot of plays out there.
Yeah, no, and it's been something we've had to adjust to. It's been different. I mean, we came from the world of having a lot of plays and having so few. Again, a lot of it's been for good reason, and so you go back and forth. I mean, you know, what you're averaging yards per play and all that stuff's great, but yeah, we have playmakers that we want to continue to get all those guys as involved as we possibly can.
You know, you talked on Monday, which, by the way, the coaches press conference, also available on the Sooner Sports podcast at Soonersports.com/podcast, about Caleb Kelly being back, Jordan Kelly being back at practice. What's kind of the long-term prognosis right now for them? Have you liked what you've seen so far?
Yeah, no, they're getting better. I mean, they're almost like in the middle of fall camp right now. You know, I mean, it's just they're behind in some ways, but they're catching up quickly. They're both, you know, Caleb, a very experienced player. Jordan's a talented player. And so they're, you know, it's good to have those guys available, and we'll, you know, keep evaluating each week of, you know, are they ready to come out and help us out on the field? And they're both kind of different points in their careers, but it's nice to have them healthy, nice to have them back out there, and you can see they're knocking off the rust quickly.
That's good to see, and obviously there'll be a decision at some point, right, as to whether or not – this isn't the NFL, so you don't have to bring them off injured reserve anything, but if you want to put them out there and how that might back up to, you know, four games for a Caleb Kelly, that's going to be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, it is. No, it is. There's not ever a perfect answer. I mean, it's kind of a day-to-day and week-to-week deal, and we're working through it as best we can, and we want to do the best thing for Caleb and also, you know, what can help this team as well.
This is always my favorite part of Sooner Sports Talk. It's where Teddy Lehman digs deep into that brain of his to try to find a play that will, I don't know, maybe try to trick you. You feel like he's been trying to get you for the most part, or I don't know. I don't know if he has some sort of hidden agenda, but here we go. We'll test the brain of Lincoln Riley from the head of Teddy Lehman, guys. Roll Teddy's Butkus Brain Teaser today.
I'll tell you, Plank, I knew you were sitting in, so I tried to make this as difficult as possible.
Great.
Okay? So I'm going to go to 2016. Okay? We're going back a ways. 2016, we're playing at Iowa State. All right? 4:25 left in the second quarter. OU trails 14-17. Iowa State's got a three-point lead. 4:25 left in the first half. It's first and 10 on Oklahoma's 35. So on the minus 35, and it is P and 10, which means it's first and 10 for the possession. It's the first play of the possession, minus 35 yard line. 2 years, or I guess what, 3 years ago at Iowa State, 2016.
So there you go. Again, I think that was either a Thursday or a Friday night game.
It was Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah. Why would I even question?
No, it was a short week.
It was a short week.
Coaches, not that I would remember, other than coaches never forget short weeks.
Yeah, so
they take years off your life.
4:25, second quarter, first and 10 from your own 35 yard line, trailing by three.
He didn't give us a hash, did he?
He did not give us a hash, did he? Well, then that is incomplete, yeah. Teddy Lehman. Incomplete. Left hash.
Oh, it was?
Left hash. Yeah. Tilly's all over.
We threw it was a bootleg left to right and threw a little double move to D.D. Westbrook down the middle, I think, for a touchdown. He was pretty open. Second quarter. Yeah, I think that's it.
Well, let's all find out because we don't know.
Even if they stay with the two losses, win the Big 12, to still have a team, they're going deep. Westbrook is open on the money. Touchdown. What an answer.
You're the man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So relieved right now. I didn't want it to be the show that I was sitting in that Teddy came up with a way to try to. You have no idea. You're talking about short week, years off your life. That's what I was worried about all day long. That was a tough week for you,
what
too.
What are you worried about? You didn't have to answer it.
No, I didn't want to be the guy.
I'm just messing with you.
That was
awesome. No, I'm with you.
Hey, yeah. That was a heck of a week for you, too, because I think you ended up having Dimitri Flowers.
We didn't have Samaje or Joe, and, yeah, we found out literally, like on the way to Iowa State, so we had to piece some things together. That was one of the more kind of, and maybe in some ways unheralded, and, you know, fans maybe not remember, appreciate that one, but looking back on all the ones we've had, that one was one of the more satisfying of any that we've had here, just because of kind of some of the adversity we were had as a team at that point.
He's perfect, guys. Take that, Teddy. All right, we'll take a timeout here on Sooner Sports Talk, presented by AT&T. Clark's Corner is next to wrap it up. Hear from Roots.
Thank you to our Cornerstone Television partners, OU Medicine, Anheuser-Busch, and OU Extended Campus. And our community partners, Landers Auto Group, Devon Energy, Coca-Cola, and OU Medicine.
Gary Allen, live in concert. So I'm just sitting out here. New Year's Eve, 9 p.m., the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. A night full of hit after hard rockin' hit. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com. For more information and tour dates, visit GaryAllen.com. Gary Allen.
Hey, y'all, it's Marty Smith with Academy Sports and Outdoors. College football is here, which means it's tailgating season. Meat sizzling on the grill, a cold drink in your hand, great music on the speakers. You've got to love it. Get all you need for the perfect tailgate from my friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. They have the best brands at the best prices, from grills and coolers, team jerseys and hats. Everything you need is at your local store or academy.com. What are you waiting for? Shop Academy today.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal, with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
Just okay is not okay, whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network. AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Meredith writes,
"Am I the only person who didn't know Chick-fil-A had mac and cheese? Holy game changer."
The secret's out now, Meredith. Is there anything you think the world should know about our mac and cheese?
What I really like about the mac and cheese is the oven-toasted, golden brown, cheesy top layer. It's savory, and it makes you feel really good.
That does sound amazing. Thanks, Meredith. Try the mac and cheese yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonial.
We've all heard them say there's something about a truck, and at Lander Chevy of Norman, we couldn't agree more. During Chevy Truck Month, get huge savings like $13,000 off all 2019 Silverado Crew Cab LTs, or get $12,500 off all 2019 Crew Cab LTZs. Come see us today, Lindsay Street exit off I-35, or shop LanderChevroletNorman.com. Find new roads. Silverado County, KZ
50,070, LTZ stock number KZ12405, MSRP 61,900.
So there I am, just minding my own business, and I get an alert from my bank.
I supposedly bought a new couch. At first, I thought my husband bought it, but then I looked it up. It was beautiful, and I was horrified. There's no way my husband bought it.
At Bank of Oklahoma, we help make sure the only one spending your money is you with mobile alerts. Number 62 of our 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
Jim Gaffigan, Secrets and Pies Tour.
Have you been to one of the weddings where the groom removes the girder belt from the bride and flings it to a crowd of perverts? What the hell with that one?
Hey, you know how the bride throws the bouquet? How about something for the fellas? Maybe the bride's underwear.
Jim Gaffigan. Two shows Friday, November 15th, 7 and 10 p.m. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com.
It is that very special time in the Lincoln. I keep saying Lincoln Riley Show. I'll get it figured out that it's
now the Clark's Corner.
But now we're done. We're done. It's time for Clark's Corner. Clark, take it away.
Hey, good. Back to Rudy's. Let's hear it. Come on, people. Let's get up. I love this section here. I think I scared Cheryl away, though, didn't I? Oh, she's over there. Okay.
She got away from you.
She got away. Exactly. Listen, Chris Plank is joining us here tonight, and so I figured tonight what we would do is celebrate Plank style. So the first thing I did is went around campus today, and Zach's going to put some pictures up there, and I did some planking on campus. So here we are at the Switzer Center. Let's keep moving there, Zach. We got it at the Switzer Center. Here we are in the weight room right there, planking in the weight room. I'd like you to look at my form, too.
That is good form on planking, Clark.
Yep. Keep moving along. Oh, there I am in President Harris's office on his desk. Got into the president's office there. The police arrived shortly after I left.
There's your wife.
There's my beautiful wife up in my wife's office. She's wondering what I'm doing there. There I am in a piece of art right in front of the library.
That balance
there.
Is fantastic.
Yes. Planking. This is planking. There I am in the great reading room. Getting some work done, some good. There I am on the Sooner Scooter there.
How did you even balance on that?
Well, I'm a skilled individual, my young friend. I like to say, I'm on Lincoln's car there. That's Lincoln's car. Yep, there I am. I'm actually planking on Benny Wiley there. I'm actually planking on Benny.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see what else we got here. There's Lincoln's desk. I'm planking on Lincoln's desk.
Were you aware of this, Coach?
I wasn't.
No.
Probably best I wasn't.
The police came right after that, too. And so, anyway.
You know, and maybe we should explain, planking was the art of basically just laying on something.
That's exactly right. You know, but it's also about the form. It's how you stretch yourself out, too.
Are your abs sore?
My abs are really sore. I'm going to start doing Pilates or something.
So I have to know, Benny Wiley didn't even move when you were planking top of him
he
like that?
He is solid as a rock. I'm telling you, man. Benny has got skills beyond belief. And I actually was worried about hurting him. And he's like, no, don't worry. Just do it. And so I was able to pull it off right there. But, you know, what we wanted to do is just celebrate. You know, Chris Plank is here. We don't get to see you that often.
I know,
and
right?
You're a skilled individual. We did something earlier. We're not going to have time to show it, but maybe we'll put it out on social media or something. But we did what we call walking the plank earlier today, too.
And creativity.
So we actually walked the football field, Chris and I, and we had a little conversation about game day and a lot of excitement there. Would you tell them what our game day tradition is, Chris?
I don't think we hug. Clark and I hug.
Before
kickoff, every single game.
Every
single
game.
We get a little
bro
hug in there, and it happens, you know. And then I go out and stick my microphone in the face of the referee.
That's
and hope
exactly
that I don't hit the coin
that.
While it's up in the air with my microphone.
That's right. I could just see you doing that.
I did run out of gas, though. We were walking 100 yards, Coach. I had to stop at the 50-yard line to take a little break. You know, 100-yard walks can be a little bit much.
Anyway, I got him loaded up on some creatine and a commitment to work out with Benny Wiley in the future. So we're going to get him in shape.
You know what? This is my favorite part of the show, and I feel like you've wisely and thankfully, implemented my name into it. Into
You're darn right.
A great fad. I hate that
it's a plankation.
It's plankation. Toby probably feels that way tonight.
I'm sure he does. I heard Jeff Stuckey called him Merv all week last week.
Well, Jeff Stuckey's got a role in the future.
You're
because
darn right.
I've got one more show to fill in, and I think we're going to start grooming Jeff Stuckey to take over whenever Toby's down on play-by-play.
I'll see if he's available.
See. Great stuff tonight, Clark.
All right,
hey, Coach,
thank you.
Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Chris.
It's going to be a great crowd,
appreciate
man.
It. Yep.
Thank you to everyone who came out tonight here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Toby's been calling basketball. You stayed for the huddle. You stayed through here. We'll be back next Tuesday night, and we'll see you all out at the Palace on the Prairie. Our Palace on the Prairie? Yeah, something like that. 7 o'clock Saturday night, 5 o'clock pregame on the Sooner Radio Network.
Sooner Sports Talk has been presented by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Sooner Sports Talk is also brought to you by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. And by Riverwind, still the one. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.